Talk radio that makes a difference. Bob Burney Live.
It's true that most people have a book in their heart. Well, how do you get it on the page? How do you get it in print? It is unbelievably easier today than it was just a few minutes ago. There has been an absolute revolution in the publishing industry, and today you can print your own book. And Dr. Larry Kiefhoffer is here to tell us how. Larry, again, welcome to the program. First, gather the materials. Second, edit. Help us to get through the other 4 points, or the other 5 points, actually.
Yes. When you gather together the materials and you start writing them down, or you're working with an editor to help write it down, then you start to write. Simple to write. And again, I've got a little ebook, Bob, we can talk about in a bit that takes everybody through these steps. All you have to do is make an outline, make a roadmap, jot down in order the concepts, the directions, the ideas, the truths, the stories that you want to tell in your book, so that there is a sequence that will eventually, that outline will eventually be turned into chapters, and those chapters will be turned into all kinds of, you know, wonderful stories and illustrations and teachings and revelations that people have that they want to share with others. Then once the manuscript is written, I tell people you need to proof it. You need to print it out, what you've written or what you and the editor have worked on together. Print it out on hard copy. Share it with two or three people. Get their input that care about you, that will give you honest input about, hey, it makes sense, or it's flowing clearly, or this one section here, I didn't quite understand what you were saying. Get some good impact input from them, and also ask them for what impact they feel the book is making in their lives and how they feel it might help increase the impact of the book. So once it's been proofed and read and you've gotten input and you've corrected all the grammar, all that kind of stuff, then you want to partner with a printer or a self-publisher. You and I connected through a self-publisher called Zulon. There are other self-publishers out there, too.
And in the interest of full disclosure, Zulon is owned by Salem Communications, the parent company of WRFD. And neither Larry or I are being reimbursed for this interview in any way, shape, or form. But I will say my experience with Zulon has been incredibly pleasant and positive. And I'm just blown away with the quality of the end product. When I opened the box, pulled out the first paperback copy, I was just so pleased with the quality of the finished product. But as Larry said, there are many self-publishers out there. Zulon is certainly not the only one, but I have no problem in recommending them. And what do you suggest, Larry, in checking out the self-publishers? And what do you do after you contact one of these publishers?
Well, the self-publishers will have representatives that will talk to you on the phone. Sometimes they're called author coaches. And what they do is they find out what you have and whether it, you know, needs to, if you need help ghostwriting or editing or putting together the manuscript, or if you have the manuscript ready to go, then they will do two things for you. They will walk you through producing the book, and then they will help you also market the book through a number of venues, including
let me insert, and again, to be completely honest, there is a cost for everything, and you can customize what you want from the publisher by what you're willing to pay for. You may want to pay for a complete product with everything involved. You may want something very, very bare bones. So you can customize the package that you receive from the publisher dependent upon what you want to pay out. And again, since you're self-publishing, there is going to be a cost involved. If you're an unknown author like me, you're not going to expect Thomas Nelson to knock on your door or call you and say, we are dying to publish your book and we're going to give you a $50,000 advance just to get started. That doesn't happen. When you're self-publishing, there is a cost involved. And then, of course, you sell the books in order to try to recoup those costs. So again, Larry, I just want to be absolutely honest and open with our audience, as I know you want to be as well.
Yes. Let's talk about the production cost and what's involved in production so that when your listeners go to get started, they're at least familiar with some of the terms. The interior of the book is called an interior design or a typeset that makes the pages all flow and the chapter heads are all there. And the book is laid out on the interior. It's called typesetting or interior design. And then, of course, there's a cover design that's done for the book, the front cover and the back cover. And there is a cost in setting up the presses and preparing the files that go electronically into the presses to actually print the book. And so this is all called pre-press and production. And so there is a cost for the pre-press to get everything set up, and you can also choose if you want your book to be available as an e-book or on a Kindle format or a Nook format. All those things are available to you because a lot of authors who are self-published actually sell their books and set up a bookstore through Amazon, let's say.
Sure.
And they're going to sell their book online or through their website or so forth. So all of those services are like a cafeteria type of thing that you check out. And here's a rule of thumb. Most books, in order to get everything designed and everything ready to print, all of that pre-press production stuff is going to cost somewhere between, I don't know, $750 and $2,000, depending on the size of the book and how complex the cover is. So as you said, you can build a very simple, straightforward car. You know, that's a Ford or a Toyota or something, or you can, you know, build a Mercedes-Benz or a Cadillac or whatever you want to do. You can custom design the book, and there's a cost involved. When people say, well, you know, I'd like to sell my manuscript to a publisher and have them pay me in advance, like you mentioned earlier. Let me just be very, very blunt. It's like trying to get into the NFL or the NBA or something. You know, a new author today maybe has a fraction of 1% of an opportunity to even get a publisher to look at your book, much less buy it from you. And people should also know that even when a publisher buys your book these days, they want a guaranteed buyback from the author, that the author is going to purchase back from the publisher at 40% of retail, 1,000, 2,000 or more books. So you're going to pay for the book one way or another. And so what I say to people is invest in yourself. If you believe in your book, if you believe in your message, if you believe that this is something that God wants you to write down and share with others, then invest in yourself. The first book that I did was called Someone There for Me, which was later retitled Friend to Friend. A friend and I wrote that book. It was on peer counseling and youth ministry. We each invested $5,000 each to get the books produced in the first go-round. I had to go out to a savings and loan. You know, I'm old enough to remember savings and loans, Bob.
yeah, I do too.
I went to a bank. I was a pastor at the time in my church, and I went to a banker in my church at a savings and loan, borrowed $5,000. My friend borrowed $5,000. But in 6 months, we had our investment paid back because we got out there and we did youth ministry seminars and we did all kinds of training and equipping and speaking, and those books were sold and we took that money and reinvested and did more. And then a publisher about 2 years later came along, loved the book, published it, and it ended up selling over 100,000 copies.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, God is faithful. If you sow and if you invest and you put it in good soil, there's going to be a harvest. There's going to be a harvest. harvest of readers and souls, is, and there's going to be a harvest too of financial reimbursement if you do it right.
Okay, we're talking with Dr. Larry Kiefhoffer, author, teacher, editor, and giving us wonderful advice and counsel on how to self-publish a book. He's an expert on this. He's been doing it for many years, helped me immensely in publishing my book. By the way, if you are interested, ZulonPress.com, and that's with an X, X-U-L-O-N, ZulonPress.com. Now, they are one of many self-publishers. That's a company that I chose. I'm very, very pleased with them, but there are others as well. But if you want to check them out, X-U-L-O-N, ZulonPress.com. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up with Dr. Larry Kiefhoffer. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Don't go away.
Do you enjoy Bob Burney Live? Tell your friends. It's streaming live around the world at WRFD.com.
We're talking with Dr. Larry Kiefhoffer, pastor, teacher, author, editor, and expert on self-publishing. Larry, we're going to have to wrap this up in about 7 or 8 minutes. Before we go any further, you mentioned that you have a fine ebook that's available to our listeners on this whole thing of self-publishing. How can our listeners get a hold of that?
You know, I think the simplest thing to do is they can go to my website, which is YM. That's Y as in yes, M as in Mary, C as in Christian, and S as in Sam, YMCS.org. And it's like YMCA, only it's YMCS. .org, and my email is on the homepage of the website. My phone number is there as well, so they can contact me through the website by email or phone number.
Well, it would be a very, very valuable resource to get. YMCS.org. List of your books is there also, correct?
Yes, that's right.
So many. Here's proactive parenting. When God Doesn't Heal Now. That's a phenomenal book. Lord, I Wish My Husband Would Pray With Me. 77 Irrefutable Truths of Parenting. Boy, this one. Lord, I Wish My Teenager Would Talk With Me. 77 Irrefutable Truths on Prayer. 77 Irrefutable Truths of Marriage. Lord, I Wish My Family Would Get Saved. That is wonderful. And many, many others as well, all just great resources for Christian living by Dr. Larry Kiefhoffer. And I wanted to make sure we got that out, Larry, so our listeners can take advantage of those wonderful books, ymcs.org. All right, partner, gather the materials, edit, partner with a publisher. You went through the cost of typesetting, cover design, and so on and so on and so on. We'll have to wrap it up in about 5 minutes now. What's next in this thing of getting it published?
Well, of course, the book has to be printed. And if you print 1,000 or more books at a time, of course, the cost goes dramatically down per book. But as we mentioned earlier, you can print as few as 1 or 100 or 50. And that cost per book then is called print on demand, and you pay for just the quantity that you want to print. Very often the cost of the books, depending on the size, some print on demand, and the number that you order varies per book from $2.50 to $5 or so a book, just somewhere in that general range. And so you're going to print the number of books that you need, both to sell and to give away and to send out for people to review and to a lot of my friends, I send my first copies of books to their pastors, and I said, you know, would you read this book? Would you give me any input? And if you feel it's worthwhile, will you offer it to your congregation? Will you offer it to your employees if they're a business? leader. And so there's a lot of people that will market and sell your book, and so that's the next step. Market and sell your book. Use your social media. Use your Facebook. Use your Twitter. Use your e-blast. Market the book and let people know about the book. Use Salem Communications. Take a 15-second, 30-second, you know, ad out. Let people know about your book. All kinds of ways to publicize and market your book. Remember that we had this saying: we don't publish books. We publish authors. Mm-hmm. People don't buy books. They buy authors. They want to know about you, who you are, your credibility. All those kinds of things are important, and that helps you market your book and sell your book. And so once those books are published and people have them out there, then you continue to network and connect with people to let them know about the book and places you might be sharing or teaching or speaking or doing book signings. Most Christian bookstores, local Christian bookstores, are looking for local Christian authors. They're willing to do a book signing, maybe feature your book in their bookstore. So there's all kinds of ways to get the word out, because at the end of the day, you got to have a business plan. You have to have a marketing plan. You have to have a sales plan, because you didn't write that book just to sit on your shelf or sit in boxes in your garage. You wrote the book to get out there into people's lives. Here's a wonderful thing we know about books.
We got one minute left, Larry.
2.5 people. I don't know who the half person is. But they say statistically that 2.5 people read every book that's published. So you're talking about sowing good seed with a book, leaving a legacy in print, sharing the gospel with other people, encouraging and equipping people. So I say to people, you need to write the book. It says in Habakkuk, write the revelation down and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. Well, if we put that into a paraphrase, it would be write your book down, make it plain, get it out there.
Yeah. YMCS.org to contact Dr. Larry Kefauver. That's Kefauver. If you're interested in contacting Zulon Press, that's how I got acquainted with Larry. XULONPress.com. ZulonPress.com. Now, many of you have a book in your heart. Get it out on paper. Share it with those you love. Share it with the world. Dr. Larry Kefauver, thank you so much for spending time with us today on Bob Burney Live.
It's been my joy, and I want to encourage your listeners to get your book as well.
Thanks, Larry. Bob Burney Live will continue with an outrageous story I just found moments ago. Don't go away.